Ready?
I think I'm ready, Rich.
No, we're not.
What's wrong? We ain't prayed.
We ain't prayed.
Lead us in, brother.
Welcome to the Walk 365 podcast, where lifelong friends and Christians, Richie Carter and Minister Mike, are on a mission to grow their daily relationship with God. Join them as they walk you through the Bible in 365 days. If you're ready, let's jump into your daily dose of the walk.
Ready?
I think I'm ready, Rich.
No, we're not.
What's wrong? We ain't prayed.
We ain't prayed.
Lead us in, brother.
Dear God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity. Lord, we just thank you for what you're doing, what you're getting ready to do, and the people who are going to be blessed by this thing that we're doing. Lord, we just ask that you just give us the right words to say to the right people and allow the people to actually be able to get it. You know what I'm saying, Lord? Allow us to be able to get it as well and also be able to give it. Lord, and these are the blessings I ask in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. And with that said, what's up, Mike?
What's going on, Rich?
Man, we're here again on the second lap.
Man, we back out here on this track, Doc.
I'm liking it, man.
Yeah. I mean, you know, shaking the cobwebs off last week was good, man. It felt good. gave me an excitement. You know, right. Looking forward to this week.
Because we're getting ready to talk about the second book of wisdom, yeah. Psalms.
Of course. Of course.
You know, Psalms was it's probably one of the greatest books of the Old Testament.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
You know, the authors, you know, it's not just one author.
No.
They were different, multiple. Mm-hmm. Starting with King David,
mm-hmm.
you know, Moses, Solomon, and others.
Mm-hmm.
And they pretty much cover the length of the Old Testament, I believe.
Yeah.
The audience, you know, I guess it really depends upon the time frame of the author.
Right. I mean, they were, you know, when we get into to discussing what the Psalms are and what they were to them and what they should be to us, we'll find out that, you know, there are different types of psalms for different types of situations, and like any songwriter,
mm-hmm.
it's sometimes it's more about what they're going through at that time.
Oh, okay.
You know, then you know, you think, oh, well, I love that. Wow, that's a neat song. But what was that songwriter going through at the time?
Right.
And so, same thing with these individuals that contributed to the Psalter.
Mm-hmm.
What were they going through? What were they experiencing? What were their needs?
Right.
So
okay. So. With that said, what was the reason for Psalms? I mean,
well, they were arranged to be basically a collection of prayers and praises towards God.
Okay.
You know, like our hymnal. Isn't it, you know, it's right there. It's right there in the back of the pews at
right.
church.
Right.
And you know, it's not just songs in there. You know, if you really look through the hymnal, mm-hmm. there's scripture in there. There's all kinds of things. There are prayers. So you know, it's a book. It's a book to be used in the worship service.
Gotcha. So today's theme, pretty much, I guess you want to say, how do I engage with God, or engaging with God, or communicating with God, or worshiping with God, praising God?
No, you said it. Worship.
Right. Worship.
The key, the theme of the Psalter is worship.
Okay.
Period.
All right.
David. Put this in place, which I'm going to go over, okay. for worship.
Gotcha.
Period.
Well, take off. I mean, go ahead. I'll let you get started with there.
Okay. Yeah. Well, okay. Well, if we look at Psalms, and there are five books in Psalms.
Right.
And those books are broken up into various numbers. So, you know, that's why you'll hear some people say the certain number of Psalms.
Right.
So it's if you're really paying attention to ministers, sometimes they'll tell you they're coming from this division, which is the book.
Okay.
You know, so they're, you know, they're they're just I guess touting their knowledge of the word
biblical knowledge, huh?
Yeah. So, but if we look at the theme, like I said, it's worship.
Okay.
And see, David set up the singing of hymns, praise, worship, thanksgiving. He set all that up in the worship service.
Gotcha.
And I'm gonna speak general, not, you know, if you think about the order of worship, David set all this up as far as how praise was gonna go.
Okay.
In the temple. And so he had this devotional guide, which is the Psalter or the Psalms. And it's a guide, when you really look at it, it's a guide for the individual. It's a guide for families.
Mm-hmm.
It's even a guide for our community.
Gotcha.
If we're going to be worshiping together as brothers and sisters in Christ.
Okay.
And it helped us. It helps us understand the truths of God. How do we respond to God in the truth? How do we respond to his character? How do we respond to God's acts of redemption? And how do we respond to the fact that he delivers us? All of these things are about worshiping God because of what he has done for us. And if we throw back to last week, look at Job. Everything Job was going through,
right,
he never fell out of worship with God.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And so, you know, if we look at what were the contributions of Psalms? I mean, like you said, when we opened up this episode, it's one of the greatest. It's probably the greatest book in the Bible. It touches the hearts and emotions of mankind more than any other book in the Bible.
Right.
If you look at the gifts, I got so many book of song prayers and stuff as I was in the military, you know, just as gifts, leather bound, you know, just, and they're just songs. Just, but it's something that we give for encouragement.
Okay.
You know.
Right.
And then when you look at Psalms overall, they're classified in three ways. They're Psalms of petition, Psalms of thanksgiving, Psalms of praise. Now, under the petition category, there are two types. There's a lament, which means sorrow. When you feel it, when you're sorrowful,
right,
you need something.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you that might need to know, well, where are they? What are those Psalms? I'm gonna give them to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, one thing we got to tell them up front too.
Go ahead.
With this being such a unique book, and you know, there's so many of them, 150 Psalms.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to go through all 150. So we're going to do this study a little different.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we can't go through it. Not on one episode. And it would probably really, Psalms would really take its own spinoff.
Right.
But this is about walking your walk. So we're going to set you up to walk.
Right.
So we're going to teach you how to walk.
Teach you how to walk.
So you'll be able to walk forever.
Gotcha.
So if you're looking... if you're looking for songs of lament, if you're having something sorrowful going on and you're looking for songs, you can look in 3 through 7, 25 through 28, 38 through 40, 69 through 71, 109, 140 to 143.
Okay.
Those are your lament Psalms. Now, those are the individuals. There's some more that are communal, but for the individual, that's what you need to look at.
Okay.
And what you're going to see, and what I want you to do, Rich, I know you got it. Would you turn in your Bible to Psalm, to the third number of Psalm, the first division, the third number of Psalm.
Okay.
All right. Now, what I'm going to show you is that in lament Psalms, they include a call to God, a lament, and that's basically what is the issue going on. A confession of trust in the Lord, okay? The petition and a declaration or a vow of praise. So let's do this. Go ahead and start reading the third Psalm.
It says, Lord.
Okay, right there. That's crying. That's the cry. That's the cry.
Right.
Oh, Lord.
How they have increased who troubled me. Many are they who rise up against me. Many are they who say of me, there is no help for me in God.
Okay. There's your lament. That's the issue.
Gotcha.
That's his problem right there. Do you have a note after that, after the second verse? A word? Do you have Selah?
Yes.
Selah is a break. In other words, that's a break in the singing, so you can reflect on what was just said.
Hmm.
It gives you pause in that moment to think about what you just said to God, and they included it in the Psalter.
Hmm.
Go ahead.
But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, and the one who lifts up my head. I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his holy hill. Selah.
That's the trust. He's telling God what God is to him.
Right.
That's him expressing his trust. Go ahead to the next one.
I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me all around.
That's his vow. He's telling God what he's not going to do outside of him. I'm not going to be in fear because I know I got you. I'm vowing to trust you.
Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God. For you have struck all my enemies on the cheekbone. You have broken the teeth of the ungodly.
That's another petition. And then the last one.
Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing is upon your people. Selah.
And there again is trust. So when you are looking at Psalms, you have to look at each little break. What is being said and what does it mean?
Right.
So, you know, there that is. And so there's the petition Psalms. And then for Psalms of Thanksgiving, they include a proclamation of praise, a summary statement.
And which ones are the ones of Thanksgiving?
The Psalms of Thanksgiving are 18, 23, 30, 34, 40, 41, 106, and 138.
Okay.
So they include praise, a proclamation of praise, basically a summary statement, you know, a report of what God has done, and then a renewed vow of praise. And then I'm not going to read one, I'll just give you the Psalms of praise.
Okay.
And they are 8, 19, 103, 104, 139, and 150. And what they do is they glorify God by proclaiming how great he is.
Hmm.
They glorify God by proclaiming how great he is. Now, of course, I did not list every psalm, but those are the three main types. And there are others. There are other breakdowns in the Psalter. And what I might do, I will give those on a post on the Facebook page.
Okay.
That way people, if they really want to see them, they can see those, and they can go a little more in depth and see that. But for us to start off walking right,
mm-hmm.
That's what we need to know about, that there are songs of petition, thanksgiving, and praise, what they are, and then how they're broken down.
Gotcha.
Now, I want to say something about your prayer. Now, what our listeners didn't hear was our opening prayer. Okay.
Okay.
And you actually prayed, even though you didn't quote it, you actually prayed from probably one of the key psalms overall, and that was Psalms 19 and 14. And I want you to read the Uh-oh. Psalm. Read the psalm that you prayed about. You prayed this for us, and you didn't even speak it in this way, but you prayed this for us today.
Is that a certain part of 19?
19 and 14. 19 verse 14.
19 verse 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
You prayed that for us before we even got started.
Pretty much. That was it.
Let us be true in what we're doing. Let us, you know, bless us in this thing we're doing for you.
Right.
And let you be pleased. So we, you know, I think that's beautiful in the fact that that we've set our hearts and minds to do this. And although you might not even, you may not have known where that song was, I don't know. But the fact that it came from your heart, to me, that was profound. It set this moment up perfectly.
Then that's where we are.
Amen.
That's where we are. So I know we have some people who participated, you know, in our ask for, you know, what was their favorite song.
Yeah.
Who was, if you had to pick a person, who was on your list?
Classmate of mine, Tali Esslinger.
Okay.
Her favorite song was the 23rd song. Hmm. And it's actually my favorite as well.
Okay. Okay.
So, you know, I'm just reflecting on, you know, why it's probably my favorite song. And it's because to me, I think about music when I hear it, and the fact that it outlines how God is to you if you walk in him.
Okay.
If you trust in him. But the my most favorite line is the last verse where it says, "Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever."
Right.
So without reading the 23rd Psalm, if you incorporate or if you understand everything from verse 1 all the way down to verse 6, then that is saying, if the Lord is my shepherd, if I proclaim God to be my shepherd, if mm-hmm. I believe in him and hold fast to him, he'll do all these things for me.
Right. You'll be blessed.
You'll be blessed. And right. And if I do all these things because I believe the Lord is my shepherd, then goodness and mercy follow me. So that goodness and mercy are right there behind me wherever I go.
Right.
They're right there.
Right.
If I need them, you know, if he wants to bestow them upon me.
Right.
And they're right there. All you got to do is you just have to make him your shepherd. So, you know, that is why that is my favorite psalm. Just how it speaks to, if you follow me, this is available to you.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So that's your favorite?
That's my favorite.
And so I think one of my classmates also participated. It was Julie Preston.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, what, 113, I believe?
119.
119.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a quick look at that. And then I'm going to come to mine. Hear those leaves turning.
Yeah, I hear.
Praise God for the scriptures. Now, 119, if I'm correct, that is the longest song.
That's the longest song. I don't know if we're going to be able to read that.
Not going to cover that one.
Yeah.
But it deals with praise God for the scriptures.
Exactly. For the scriptures.
Just for the scriptures alone,
mm-hmm.
which is what we've been studying, we've been reading the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So just praise God for that. But it goes on, you know, for a while, just praising God.
Exactly.
For the scriptures.
Exactly.
So that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Now, my personal, I guess my favorite song would be actually Psalm 1.
Psalm 1. I'm going to turn my leaves out. All right. Back so I can follow along.
And it's The Two Ways of Life.
Okay.
It's kind of small. I'm going to go ahead and read it if you don't mind.
All right. Go ahead.
So, blessed is the man who walks in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of the water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither. And whatever he does shall prosper. But the ungodly are not so. But I like the chaff when the wind blows or drives it away. So therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Well, now, what speaks to you from that?
See, to me, it deals with how we can be blessed, how we can be happy and in a right relationship with God. It separates the world basically by two categories, the righteous and the wicked. The difference of the two is where they're planted. See, the wicked are described as chaff. And what is chaff? For, you know, some people don't know because, you know, how we purchase things today. But chaff is the worthless and dead part of a stalk of grain.
Okay.
And if the wind can easily blow it away.
Okay.
You know, the righteous are, you know, are pictured as healthy and fruit-bearing trees planted by the rivers and the water.
Okay. All right.
Right?
So they have everything they need.
So they're not, you know, if you think about it, we're not chasing, we're not chasing things because God also says that, you know, let me try to say this.
Just say it, right. Say it from your heart.
If you live by God's words,
okay,
and you do what you're supposed to, you know, at this time, I guess it was going by the, like, by the Torah, then you never have to worry because your roots are, you're planted.
Right.
Your leaves are never going to change. You're always going to bear fruit because you got God on your side.
Okay.
So you're never going to be chasing something that's not real.
Got it.
Think you can do it on your own.
Right.
I don't
right.
need God.
Right.
Because I'm just chaff.
Right.
But by doing that, you're not going to get the nourishment that you need. You're not going to get the water that you need.
Right.
So what you going to do if you don't get water? You're going to wither and
die. Dry up, yeah. You're not going to have any nourishment. Nothing.
But me, I love the Lord and I believe in God. So therefore, I'm studying God's word. But what we're doing now.
Right.
God is going to bless me for this.
Yeah.
In some form or fashion.
Right.
And I will always get my nourishment. So I'm always going to grow.
Right. That's true.
What we're doing right now is growing God's ministry.
Yeah.
Being a part of it.
We're being a part. We're planting the seed.
Right.
We're planting the seed.
I can do all things through Christ.
Who strengthens me.
Who waters me.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
And that's one of the reasons why this is one of my favorite ones.
Because you because of how you have purposed yourself to be planted.
Right.
And I guess that's another thing we have to realize. You have to purpose yourself to be planted by that water, to be nourished. See, that's a thing. If we think about plants and trees in where we live, in the carnal, I guess you could say, someone always plants that tree or that plant.
Right.
But you have to plant yourself by God's water.
Right.
To be nourished. So you have purposed in your life to be planted by that water.
Right.
So that you can be fed.
Right.
And that is the blessing.
And fed constantly.
Exactly.
Right.
Because he's right there. That his word is flowing right there.
Right there.
And it's saturating the ground that you're planted in.
By doing this walk.
Yeah.
I am constantly watering myself.
You have to. If you don't water yourself in the word, you, me, we will sound like fools on this podcast.
Right.
And that's the thing. He blesses everything that you try to do in him.
Right.
If it's true. And I think that's the beauty of it. When you really give God a chance and you see your growth, you can't go back.
No, you can't. There's no way. You can't ungrow. But you can wither and
you
die.
You can wither and die, but you cannot but you ungrow. Cannot ungrow. You can be a beautiful tree, but if you stop drawing from that nourishment, that's what you will be right there, and that's where you'll stop.
That's where you will stop.
And that's where you'll wither and die.
And wither and die.
He was beautiful. He sure was growing.
Right. But he's a dead tree now. So, was that the psalm that you wanted to cover, or was it another one that you wanted to cover?
No, that was the 23rd. The 23rd psalm, that is my favorite psalm. Now, I've draw strength from, you know, different psalms, but, you know, ironically, that psalm that I asked you to read, the 19 and 14.
Okay.
That's actually what I quote right before I preach.
Gotcha.
And so, I mean, and I got that as a little boy from Reverend Walter Malone when he would come to First Baptist to preach revival. I had never heard a preacher enter into a sermon like that. You know, they of course they pray, mm-hmm. but I've never heard a sermon. I never heard him give. I've never heard that lead in before. Gotcha. And I, you know, I was a little boy. I didn't know that was a scripture. And I was like, wow, that's so cool. And I'll never forget my initial sermon. I was in Okinawa, Japan when I preached my first sermon. And I used it, and it felt right. And I've been using it ever since.
Well, that's what some things are supposed to do.
Amen.
Now, what we need some people to do is to...
like the podcast.
Like this podcast.
Yeah, you got to like us.
And share it.
With all your friends.
Right.
Even no.
You'll
no.
be blessed.
Wait. Share it with the people that you have as acquaintances first.
Yes.
Then share it with your friends.
Because your friends are probably already listening.
Exactly.
Right.
If they're friends of ours and we're all friends, then we need to share this stuff with our acquaintances, the ones we've set those permissions to a little differently on our Facebook pages.
That is right. So Mike, I again, like always, I'm enjoying this walk with you, man, my best friend.
Loving it with you too, Rich.
And I can't wait to continue this journey.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait. Next week, baby.
And next week, we'll be sharing this with our listeners. And I'm elated to share it with you and them. Mm. So let's continue to walk together.
Let's go.
Thanks for stopping by. And we'll see you on the next lab.
Next lab. Time to get a snack.
Peace.